High into the raging gale it swooped, where it was flung by the elements into the maelstrom of keening wind and battering rain. Up and away it went like a dead leaf in an autumnal gale. Head over tail, talons over wings, a flurry of dark brown and white plumage resembling a tattered quilt. Off, off over glade, swamp, stream, sward and loch, across dune and shoreline, out over the thunderous might of raging seas. The warlord, Rigu Felis, lay senseless on the wet earth. His sons looked on in horrified awe as Atunra inspected the gruesome injury inflicted by the bird. Quickly, she held his head face down, wiping away the gore as she issued hasty instructions to the young feral cats.
Jifra, Petru, run and get help. I'll try to keep him breathing while he's unconscious. Hurry now!
Jifra ventured a question.
Is he going to die? Has the big bird killed him?
The pine marten snapped back.
Nay, he will live as long as I can stop him choking on his own blood. Go now!
Petru leaned over Atunra's shoulder. The pine marten kicked out at him.
Don't tarry there gossiping. Go and get help. A healer, carriers, bandages and salves. Half of his face is gone, ripped off. Most of the muzzle, all of the nose and his top lip, right down to the teeth and gums. Go quickly, stop for naught. Hasten before your father bleeds to death.
As they dashed off through the trees, Atunra stared down at the ravaged features of Rigu Felis.
Ye still have two eyes, though if ye see that face reflected in water, you'll wonder why I saved ye. Still, half a face is better than none. Now Rigu Felis will be able to slay his enemies with just a look, methinks.
Lysine still had her best seasons before her. She was rather young to be Mother Abbess of all Redwall. However, no beast could deny that the pretty slender mouse possessed wisdom, judgment, and the good sense of most creatures twice her age. On the west parapet of the Abbey's outer wall top, Lysine and her constant companion, Burby the Mole Mum, basked in the welcome morning sun, sitting on their portable chairs, enjoying mugs of hot mint and comfrey tea. Burby scratched her velvety head with a huge digging claw, exclaiming in curious mole dialect,
"Her, ma'am, he wouldn't think this morn what a terrible stormin' it were last night. Burnay, he wouldn't."
Lysian, surveying the gentle blue sky, blinked in the warm sunlight.
"Thank goodness Mother Nature is in a calmer mood today. Just listen to that lark. What a beautiful song she's singing. Can you hear it?"
The Mole Mum had to listen a while before she could discern the sound. She nodded, smiling.
"Her, aye, ma'am. 'Tis exceedingly nice."
Lysian began singing a song from her dibbon days, which harmonised perfectly with the bird's trilling.
Sky, where the soft fields of cloud like white